Big dogs running around these days. We're up to round five tonight, of course, with St Kilda and Richmond. The VFL is a very important component of the pathway of Australian rules football, and it's a revamped VFL competition. It's an Eastern Seaboard competition this year with 22 teams, 16 of those in Victoria. I don't know how it works. Hopefully Josh Fraser can help us out. Former number one draft pick, champ with the Magpies, was involved with the Blues coaching as well for the last couple of years, and now the senior coach of the standalone Northern Bullhounds. He joins us in preparation for a big season. Fraser, good morning.
Thanks, Harv. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Lovely to have you on. How's your world like as a standalone VFL coach with the Northern Bullhounds, one of the great footy clubs in Victorian and Australian rules football history, alone again? How's it feel?
It feels great, mate. It's been a lengthy process. I can't sit here and say it's been all smooth sailing. It's had its challenges. But we're incredibly proud that we've been able to keep the footy club alive. As you mentioned, a really proud footy club of over 138 years of history. And I don't think anyone connected with the club wanted to see it drift off into the distance without, you know, some sort of fight to try and keep it alive. So it's been an incredible amount of work by a few people. We had our main training session last night out at Preston City Oval, and it's a great feel. I mean, we had a quick meal and announced the team or the squad afterwards, and it was really that sort of community connection type of feel of a footy club that you sometimes don't get at the highest level. But
yep.
It was great to see the spirit well and truly alive.
The importance of keeping it alive, the footy club, and I agree with you. It's having been a dedicated Preston Northern Bullant myself at the end of my career, I learned to love and appreciate the history of the footy club through my short time there. The possibility of that not existing anymore, not being, not surviving the alignment separation phrase, how real was that?
It was reality. I mean, I think some people assume that when Carlton ended the alignment as quickly as they did, that the Bullants would just carry on as per normal, but the club was effectively dead. So it really just, it was born off the back of obviously some disappointment with the alignment ending, but it was born off the back of really a group of people not wanting to see the club die. And I guess from my personal point of view, it was came at a time where I also lost my role at the Blues, and so I had a bit of time on my hands, and it was something that I was really keen to sink my teeth into. And probably in my time at Carlton, just learning and understanding the history that Preston had, it was certainly a worthy cause, and we were really flying blind, to be fair. I mean, we didn't exactly know where this was going to go and how many hurdles we'd have to jump through, and if at all, if it was possible financially. But again, you know, with an incredible amount of work put in and a lot of support from the community and key stakeholders, and along the way being able to generate some corporate partners and some members, we've been able to get it off the ground. And you know, we're not sure where we sit this year in terms of on-field performance, but our priority is to make sure that the club's alive, and we try and set it up for a bright future.
And Josh, it's a big round one game against the Williamstown Footy Club at Preston City Oval. Some classic games in the past. I remember watching a few more, so I'm sure the ground's in great condition now. Back in the day, the ground was a little bit dusty when the two teams used to battle it out. But you're right, no better challenge than playing one of the best teams in the competition to see where you're at right up from the start.
Yeah, I agree, Jono, no doubt. I mean, we're going to embrace, and that's probably been the way we've operated since the start of this process. We'll just continue to embrace and adapt to any challenges thrown our way. And I mean, even the challenge of getting our venue ready for Sunday is quite a big task as well. So we're working hard on that this week. And it's pretty daunting in some respects to face Williamstown first up as you return to as a standalone club. But I guess in the same breath, you know, as I said, we're a club that wants to embrace these opportunities, and for our young group, I know they're really looking forward to it. And we're hoping the Preston community and the old Preston people can get behind the footy club and turn out on Sunday for what we hope is a great day.
So, Josh, it's a really weird one because you were aligned to Carlton and now you're not, but it's still Preston. So when you have your dinner on your Thursday night and through the pre-season, does it feel anything like the old club or the old team, as in from a Carlton link? Or is it going all the way back to what it was before there was the alignment with the feeling around the club?
No, it's a throwback, Whitey. It's and I guess the difference is that we've got a group of players now that are connected to the footy club, knowing that they're a live chance to play each week, and that they're spotting the team, or that their availability for selection won't be compromised by AFL-listed players coming back. And that is the reality of these alignments at second tier level. But you know, it's great to be in a BFL / AFL program, but you know, you don't always get those opportunities to play because of the AFL players that do filter back into the BFL side. So it's a different feel. I wouldn't say, I guess it is more connected in some ways. I know our staff and our footy staff and our board, I know our board was there last night having dinner with us, and we had some corporate partners in the room as well. So there is a difference to it. It's probably a very much an amped up local footy club feel, obviously with that element of professionalism as well. So we're really excited with what we've been able to build. We know there's a lot of work in front of us still to make sure this is sustainable and viable on and off field, but you know, no one would have given us a chance to get it off the ground 6 months ago. So to think that we're a few days away from round one is something we should all be pretty proud of.
Absolutely. I think it's a great story of resilience and fight, and I'm sure you'll be able to carry that theme through the season, Fraze, with your players, and hopefully plenty of great success along the way. You'll be getting my membership money. I'll be buying one to support you through the journey, mate. Good luck on Sunday against Williamstown, Jono's old mob. You can beat them, they're no good. And then it's the Box Hill Hawks in week two, so you'll certainly know where you stand. Early doors, mate. Great to have a chat, and we'll chat soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support.
Good stuff. Josh Fraser, the coach of the Northern Bull Ants in the revamp.